Track 12, Musical Memories. Well, now it's time for some music. And time is the operative word this month, as we're going to explore how composers have dealt with the subject of time in their music. Here's Tony.
Time. Time affects us all, one way or another, doesn't it? Whether we're having the best time, or wasting time, or going against time, the word crops up all the time. So this month I thought we would have a look at how time features in music. Let's call it musical moments of time. And we can start with a very small unit of time, the minute. Frédéric Chopin was born in 1810 in Poland. He spent his childhood there, but at the age of 21 he moved to Paris, staying there for the rest of his life until he died in 1849. Chopin's waltz in D-flat major was composed for the piano in 1847 and is known in English as the Minute Waltz. One of Chopin's biographers tells us that the composer got the inspiration for the piece while watching a small dog chase its tail. And it is known indeed in France as Valse du Petit Chien, Waltz of the Puppy. Whatever its nickname, we probably know it best in a version played by the pianist Arthur Rubinstein, which has served as the theme music for Radio 4's Just a Minute since the programme started in 1967. Chopin did not intend that the waltz should be played in 1 minute. In fact, a typical performance will last for 1.5 to 2.5 minutes, although some pianists still attempt to play the pace as fast as they possibly can. Anyway, let's hear it now to kick off our theme of time. I don't know about you, but I find that that piece does actually set me a bit on edge. By contrast, our next example of time in music is designed to do just the opposite. 4 minutes 33 seconds by the American composer John Cage was composed in 1952. It is composed for any instrument or combination of instruments, but the performers on stage are instructed not to play their instruments. The work is consequently marked by silence, except for any ambient sounds which are intended to contribute to the experience. The piece was conceived as a result of Cage's studies of Zen Buddhism, which led him to acknowledge the value of silence in providing an opportunity to reflect on one's surroundings and psyche. There are 3 movements, lasting 30 seconds, 2 minutes and 23 seconds, and 1 minute and 40 seconds, respectively, making a total of 4 minutes 33 seconds altogether. Unsurprisingly, the first performance was met with shock and controversy, but I think you'll agree it is rather restful. Let's just have an abbreviated version, shall we? This is from a performance at the Barbican, where the audience applaud the conductor arriving at the lectern, who turns the sheet of music over. He stands with baton resting down in front of him. The orchestra members have their instruments lying still and silent. Trumpets, cornets, violins, percussion, all silent. The piece has begun.
Well, I promise you, this is the piece everyone here tonight has come to experience. There really is nothing like John Cage's 4 minutes, 33 seconds.
We have cut the middle 4 minutes out for you.
that's one of the most extraordinary performances I've ever experienced here in the Barbican Hall. 4 minutes and 33 seconds by John Cage.
So moving up a notch, we come to the unit of time which we call the hour. Ponchielli's Dance of the Hours is a short ballet at the end of the opera La Gioconda, designed to depict the hours of the day through solo ensemble dances. The music and choreography represent the hours of dawn, morning, twilight and night. The opera was first performed in 1876, but Dance of the Hours gradually became more frequently performed on its own. Today, it's more widely known because of its inclusion in the 1940 Walt Disney film Fantasia, where it depicts a comic ballet featuring ostriches, hippopotamuses, elephants and alligators. So let's while away our time to this evocative music. Well, minutes and hours are simply the names which have been given to segments of time in general, aren't they? But what of the passing of time itself? Let's consider the song Time by the English rock band Pink Floyd. This song is the fourth track on the band's album The Dark Side of the Moon, released in 1973. The lyrics, written by bassist Roger Waters, deal with the passage of time. Waters got the idea when, at the age of 28 or 29, he realised that he was no longer preparing for anything in life, but was right in the middle of it, and that life is actually about grabbing control of your own destiny. The song is noted for its long introductory passage of clocks chiming and alarm bells ringing. The sounds were not recorded specifically for the song, but were recorded in an antique shop by engineer Alan Parsons as a quadraphonic test. The clock sounds are followed by a two-minute passage dominated by a drum solo accompanied by a tick-tock sound from plucked bass strings. So have a listen to it now. We will pick up this study of time in music at a later date.
Tony, and we'll look forward to the next instalment in a couple of months' time.